You've heard our open themes with listeners talking about their vocations.
New Hampshire shepherdesses love to listen to issues, etc.
Or what they're doing while listening to issues, etc.
New parents love listening to issues, etc. In the middle of the night.
We're looking for more of these elements to include in our open themes. Tell us about your vocation, hobby, or what you do while listening to Issues Etc. Call the Issues Etc. comment line 24/7 at 618-223-8382. If you make a mistake, just start over. 618-223-8382. Thanks for listening, and thanks for contributing to Issues Etc. 618-223-8382.
The data is very consistent. We know that a majority of Americans, when asked the simple question, should Roe v. Wade still be the law of the land, say yes. Now, bear in mind, a lot of them don't know what Roe v. Wade actually permits. They don't really know what has happened for the last almost 50 years under Roe v. Wade. But that's the opinion. What if they are asked about other kinds of restrictions on abortion, in particular, gestational limits? No abortion after 15 weeks, for instance. Well, what answers do they give there? Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Joining us to talk about a new Wall Street Journal poll on 15-week abortion bans, Dr. Michael New. He's visiting assistant professor of social research and political science at the Catholic University of America, associate scholar at the Charlotte Lozier Institute, and columnist for National Review Online. Dr. New, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
How has Dobbs v. Jackson, Women's Health Organization, that case at the U.S. Supreme Court currently, how has it raised the salience of 15-week abortion bans?
That's a good question. It's raised the salience because this case actually involves the constitutionality of a 15-week abortion ban. This is a case that involves a 15-week abortion ban that was passed in Mississippi, and it asks a very important question. Can preborn children be legally protected after a certain stage of gestation? And if the Supreme Court decides to uphold this law, that precedent is binding, and other states will be able to enact similar laws. So these 15-week limits are very salient, and it's kind of surprising that there really has not been more polling on it.
Why have major polling organizations failed to survey the public on these gestational limits?
It's interesting. A lot of the mainstream polling organizations tend not to do a lot of polling on pro-life laws that enjoy broad support. For instance, Gallup, since 1996, has only asked about second trimester abortions and third trimester abortions about six times. So that's really not much polling on that. Meanwhile, they've probably asked the pro-life, pro-choice question over about 25 times. So typically, they don't ask questions that show kind of strong support for pro-life laws or strong support for the pro-life position. They often like to ask the are you pro-life or pro-choice question, because up until around 2009, pro-choice always outpolled pro-life, and that's changed a bit recently. But again, I think a lot of the professional polling firms just don't like to highlight the fact that a lot of these incremental pro-life laws really do enjoy broad public support.
What have we learned from a recent Wall Street Journal poll on the subject?
Yeah, Wall Street Journal released a poll last week. I thought that was very helpful. They found that 15-week abortion limits really enjoy very broad plurality support. This poll found that 48% of Americans would support a 15-week abortion limit. Only 43% would oppose. So these laws enjoy plurality support. The results kind of broke down among pretty predictable partisan lines. I think you had like 75% of Republicans would support such a law. The amount of Democrats who support such a law was a lot less. So again, you really do see these laws, though, do enjoy pretty broad support among the general public.
How does that stack up against other polling data that we have more broadly on abortion? Are we getting a picture that public opinion, while not in favor largely of overturning Roe, do want or would be satisfied with limits put on abortion itself?
Yeah, I think that there's pretty strong polling out there which shows that most Americans are not comfortable with second trimester abortions or third trimester abortions. Marquette University has conducted three polls since September 2021 on the 15-week abortion ban. two out of three of their polls found that 15-week abortion bans enjoyed majority support. Harvard conducted a poll which found that 56% thought the Supreme Court should either uphold the Mississippi law or uphold the Mississippi law and overturn Roe v. Wade. So that was a good finding. And Gallup, again, has done six polls on second trimester and third trimester abortion since 1996. Every poll they've taken shows at least 65% of Americans think abortion should be generally illegal in the second trimester. So most Americans are really not comfortable with kind of, you know, these middle and late term abortions.
Tell us about other states following Mississippi's lead in passing gestational limit laws.
Sure. The state's been very active passing pro-life laws this year. Another state that went ahead and enacted a 15-week ban was Arizona. Their governor signed that law into effect. It may not have taken effect just yet, but the law was signed. Other states are kind of following in that path. At least one chamber of the state legislature has approved a 15-week abortion ban in Florida, in Kentucky, in West Virginia. Also, I mean, the Texas heartbeat bill has gotten a lot of attention. Idaho just enacted a similar law to what's in effect in Texas that will protect preborn children after 6 weeks gestation. And recently, the Oklahoma legislature just passed a bill that would pretty much protect all preborn children in the state. And the governor has indicated that it looks like he'll sign that bill. So you see a lot of other states going ahead and enacting these good gestational age limits.
If the court rules to overturn Roe v. Wade with a decision on Dobbs, what kind of laws do pro-life states need to be working toward?
Sure. If the Supreme Court does go ahead and overturns Roe v. Wade, that would really mean the states could, you know, for the first time since 1973, really start to protect preborn children. And, you know, I'd call for states to enact the most comprehensive, thorough protections of the preborn possible. Now, we live in a diverse country. Not every state is going to do that. I mean, I'm confident that conservative states like Oklahoma and Alabama and Mississippi, they're going to go ahead and protect the preborn. Blue states are going to do, you know, very little, if anything. In fact, they're kind of moving in the opposite direction right now, trying to make their abortion laws more permissive. A lot of states, you know, will not be able to protect all preborn children, but we'll be able to protect some. They'll be able to establish some gestational age limits, whether it's protecting preborn children after the third trimester or after the second trimester. Again, I would just call for all states to pass the most protective laws possible, and we just, again, use these laws as a tool to keep building a culture of life.
Dr. Michael New is visiting assistant professor of social research and political science at the Catholic University of America. He's associate scholar at the Charlotte Lozier Institute and a columnist for National Review Online. You'll find a link to his columns at issuesetc.org. Click Talk on Demand Archives. Dr. New, thank you very much.
Oh, thanks for having me.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Life Ministry advocates for the unborn, weak, and vulnerable. You'll find their free pro-life resources at lcms.org/life, lcms.org/life. When we return, it's part 15 of our series on the St. Peter Option, Living as Exiles in a Foreign Land. Today, we'll talk about pop culture versus the life of the church with Pastor Peter Bender.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Life Ministry is thousands of people sharing Christ's love and mercy and giving witness to our Lord's creation of life, His design for marriage and the family, and the God-given value of all human life from conception to natural death. Working with many partners, LCMS Life Ministry sponsors human care efforts that meet the needs of body and soul and provides resources and educational events for all ages. To learn more, email lifeministry@lcms.org and visit lcms.org/life.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
America's tradition of liberty depends on having colleges and universities that equip young people for the responsibilities of freedom. At Concordia University Chicago, freedom is a pillar of our education. We prepare our students to live as free, self-governing citizens. I'm Dr. Rachel Ferguson, Director of the Free Enterprise Center at Concordia Chicago. I invite you to visit us. Discover what it means for freedom to become a pillar of your future. Learn more at cuchicago.edu.
Memoria Press exists to promote and impart the classical heritage of the Christian West through an emphasis on the liberal arts and the great works of the Western tradition. The Memoria Press curriculum encourages the development of wisdom and virtue through the pursuit of truth, goodness, and beauty. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR22. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time. MemoriaPress.com.